This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLRadio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Austin Renard, Brayden Patton, Cole Craddock, Tanner Thomas, and Ryan Newman. The Mustangs dressed in their home whites with red and black trim. Matt Campbell, Ethan Dafferin, Ethan Wade, Evan Wood, and Cam King. The starting five for the blue-clad at Owen Valley Patriots. Edgewood will be moving from right to left on the radio dial. The tip controlled, and we are underway. And that is Cam King, and on top of him, as we anticipated, Ryan Newman. Down on the wing now, the Owen Valley Patriots, 6-7. They're 2-2 in league play. Evan Wood, King, they all touch the ball in the half court. And we see a substitution change. Devin Schaus, it is he with the ball right now. Out of the corner, the shot taken by Evan Wood, no good. And rebounded out of there by Austin Renard. Quickly in the half court, the Mustangs looking to perk up the tempo tonight as Owen Valley comes out in a 2-3 zone. Out of the corner, Cole Craddock. Cole Craddock shooting a cool 44% from three-point range. Opens up the Edgewood scoring. It's 3-0. Hawking Cam King, and he puts up a shot that Ryan Newman had a lot to do about, and altering the shot was Braden Patton. Shot was no good, and the Mustangs have the basketball. Ryan Newman, the little 5'7", co-captain of this basketball club, in the post, and the foul's going to be called on Ethan Dafferin, 6'3" senior.
Excuse me, Joe, try the entry pass that time. The defender trying to get the ball, and he committed the foul.
A non-shooting foul, so Edgewood will have the ball underneath their own basket. Cole Craddock opening up the ball game with the three-pointer out of the left wing with the early lead. Girls won tonight, 53-19. Gary Sims' crew, now 11-10 on the year. Shot from about 10 feet, baseline right, taken and missed by Newman, and a rebound foul. Or Joe Calderazzo will be walking over and telling us what happened. And it's going to be on Matt Campbell. So two quick team fouls on Owen Valley. Pats have they got off to a good start this year. And then, as John mentioned, they've lost five of their last six coming into this one. They're out. Chad Smith in his fifth year. They won the WIC last year unbeaten, something Edgewood wants to do this year. There is Cole Craddock, two in a row for three-ball range. So it's Craddock six, Owen Valley nothing. Cole, of course, had nine of those against Greenwood Christian back in December. Had 27 points in the ball game. That's all he hit that night. I say all. He broke Tommy Weekly's school record. Cam King trying to penetrate inside. There's Evan Wood, a long three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Dafferin. Back up. Rolls in. Nice rebound by Dafferin. Dafferin makes it a 6-2 ball game with 6 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Now they trap out of the zone with Dafferin and also Schaus, and a timeout called by Edgewood. We'll take a half-minute break. 5:55 to play in the opening quarter. Cole Craddock with a couple of threes and 6-2. Edgewood back in a half. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith, John Callahan, our producer, Katie Robbins, Cole Craddock, a couple of threes, Ethan Dafferin with the lone Owen Valley basket. And out of that trap, Dave Mahurin wanted a little pit powwow, and he got it. So time back in, and Edgewood with the basketball. With it is Tanner Thomas looking for Patton, and the ball stolen away. A nice steal by Campbell off the glass. Got it. Matt Campbell. Defense to offense, and after trailing 6-0, the Patriots are right back in it. Not that they were out of it by any stretch of the imagination. Patton deals it over to Thomas, top of the key, and the ball's deflected into the bench by Evan Wood. Wood and King have been the go-to guys, 25, 26 points out of the backcourt. They've been averaging about 7 rebounds and 5 assists between them this year for Chad Smith. So Austin Renard deals it in. And here we go. Ryan Newman in the half court. Edgewood back, or rather Owen Valley, in a man-to-man. They started zone. Pass inside, deflected out of bounds by Daffron. A good defensive job that time on Braden Patton. 5:17 to play, 6-4. Edgewood with a two-point lead on Cole Craddock's two threes. By the way, Cam King is on Craddock right now, man-to-man. Patton handles it out to Newman, or rather to Thomas. Thomas around the screen, stops, pops, and got it. And Edgewood coming out hitting well. They're 3 of 3, and it's an 8-4 ball game. Cam King now picking him up. Cole Craddock, they almost trapped. And now they come across the timeline. And it looks like they're just switching man-to-man. There's Newman out on King right now. King shooting 54% from the field, and he's a good free throw, field goal shooter from three-point range, 55%. The ball is slapped out of bounds. It'll be Patriot basketball. Glad you could be with us tonight. A near-field house here in the Corral. Good crowd. Doesn't matter if it's in Patriot Hall in Spencer or right here in Ellettsville. Evan Wood trying to penetrate, pulls up, stops, and hits. Evan Wood with his first field goal. Both teams, it's scary statistically, John, how close they are. Both average about 54. Both shoot about 48. There's a bad pass stolen away. Evan Wood up off the glass, got it. Evan Wood, two in a row, and we're tied at 8. After Edgewood jumped out to a 6-0 lead, and John, a couple of costly turnovers have turned into points for the blue-clad at Owen Valley Patriots.
That they have.
Patton, beautiful pass inside to Renard. Austin Renard, 68% from in deep, and you can understand why. He's been averaging just under 11 points and got a beautiful pass that time by Braden Patton. Daffron, top of the key. They work it to Campbell, a three. Got it. Campbell with 5 here in the quarter. He's been averaging 7. He's a 6'6 senior. And we got us a Donnybrook, as expected, 11-10. Renard, a three. Got it. Austin Renard has scored the last 5 points. And it's 13-11 and a bad pass. Let's see who saw the ball. It's going to be a turnover to Owen Valley. Edgewood basketball as Jonas Carmichael gets ready to check into the ball game. And John, after a slow start, now both teams are really heating up.
Right. You know, the first two times we were out here this year, you know, with Edgewood, I mean, they were passing the ball 24 or 25 times in a possession. Boy, haven't seen any of it here tonight. It's whoever's got the ball, they got the shot, they take it.
Well, they break some eye pressure. Thomas inside to Jonas Carmichael, and yet another turnover. No, Renard over to Cole Craddock on the glass. Great recognition that time. They turned a near mistake into an easy field goal. Schaus threw the ball away. Here comes the white-clad Edgewood Mustang. Shot taken and missed, and the ball slapped out of bounds. It'll be EHS basketball. 15-11. And yeah, right, John, it's a high-scoring quarter for the Mustangs here in the opening set. They only scored 45 last week, and evidently there's been a foul called and a reversal. As it is going to be against Jonas Carmichael on a shove. So it will be now Owen Valley basketball. They will be coming from right to left on the radio dial. Making that last call, by the way, was Wayne Patterson. They're all from Washington tonight, the officiating crew. And here we go. Schaus has started tonight, and he has the basketball, gives it up, and we got a palming call. So Michael Beasy, maybe he calls and has seen more palms than we have, but he made the right call right there. 15-11.
Excuse me, Joe. That might be the first palming call we've seen this year.
Well, it's been a long time. We haven't had a good old 3 seconds for a while. Down on the wing, Ryan Newman. Newman around Evan Wood. Nice entry pass. And Carmichael using the left hand, John. Jonas Carmichael shooting 64%. And boy, has he arisen to some heights he has not been at on the varsity level these last few games. The Mustang leader in blocks with 5.5 points, 3 rebounds, and he used the left hand there for his first 2 of the night. Biggest lead back to 6 points, 17-11. Cam King changes all of that, a 3-pointer. Well, I tell you, the Patriots can shoot the three. They can flat shoot it well. They average 41% from behind the line, and King gets his first triple of the night, 17-14. So the lead sawed in half. With the basketball down on the wing right, entry pass from Craddock into Renard, back to Cole, a three, no. Easy rebound. Well, actually, Owen Valley fans wanted the foul on Renard. There's a pass down and a basket made, and that's Evan Wood. So Evan Wood in transition. Good recognition pass that time by Schaus. 17-16. Owen Valley two within one. Good ball game here. Cole Craddock with the ball. He can shoot out there, and everyone knows that, and so does Owen Valley. Down on the wing left, that's Ryan Newman. Get it inside. Jonas looking and finding now Tanner Thomas. Thomas against Derek Schaus. Good defense by Owen Valley. They started zone. Now they're in the man-to-man, and they've been that way for the last 5-6 minutes. Good ball movement against the man-to-man in the half court now as Tanner Thomas works the ball inside a minute, takes a shot, puts it up, got the shooter's roll that time. Tanner with a couple of field goals. And the lead back to three at 19-16. High-scoring quarter here in the opener. Girls won tonight, 53-19. Schaus ran out of room, and it's a turnover. Edgewood gets the ball back on a Devin Schaus T.O. He dribbled down to the lane, and he ran out of real estate, and it'll be Edgewood basketball with 37 seconds left here. Edgewood with a 19-16 lead. Here comes Newman. Let's see if Edgewood plays for the final shot. In on the high post is Carmichael. He sets the screen. Renard touches it now. Deals it over to Tanner Thomas, and he'll back it up. And Dave Mahurin wants one final shot here. See if he can extend the lead out. Renard with it. 19-16. Good 8 minutes. Coming to a close here in the opening quarter. With it is Thomas. Stops. Pops a 15-footer. In and out, no good. Rebounded out of there by the Patriots. That was Cam King. There's Evan Wood. Half court. No good. That's the end of the first quarter. 19-16. Edgewood leads it by three. A biggest lead on two different occasions by six. And before we go to our break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Back we come on a Friday night, the DHS Corral, as Edgewood with the basketball in the half court, leading by three. Carmichael pushed the shot to the glass, no good, and he'll be nailed on a rebound foul as Matt Campbell had good position underneath, and the foul is going to be on Carmichael, and that is two on Jonas Carmichael. Both teams warm, John, in the opening quarter.
Yeah, both teams shooting well over 50%. Owen Valley 70%, 7 of 10. Edgewood 8 of 12, 60%.
Well, you can't beat that. 19-16. Owen Valley has not had the lead. They got down early on two different occasions by six. A battle back to tie on both occasions. They trail by three. Just underway in the second quarter. Evan Wood across the timeline. King, they handle the ball now, backing up. A new face into the lineup. That is Hunter Sturgeon, a 6-foot junior. So he is in for Chad Smith for the first time. A long three taken and missed by Wood. Loose ball rebound, Renard. Quickly the pace. This is the fastest we've seen Edgewood, and we've seen him a few times this winter. Run in transition tonight. Trying to get some points on the board. Shot taken, and that's Ryan Newman. All the starters, John, have scored now, save Braden Patton. And Jonas Carmichael is the other Mustang to score. Boy, Ryan Newman almost had a steal. Oh, nice pass inside. Sturgeon into Daffron. Count it. Beautiful pass by Hunter Sturgeon inside to Ethan Daffron, and his second field goal in a 75% free throw shooter will be trying to draw the Patriots to within two. It's 21-18. Owen Valley, a decent free throw shooting team, 67% on the year. Daffron is averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds. Misses here, cleared out of there by Braden Patton. Quickly across the timeline, Tanner Thomas down on the wing right over to Ryan Newman. They reverse it now. Cole Craddock comes out. They all touch it in the half court. Renard down on the left wing. Renard with the basketball as they continue to work against the man The man defense employed by Chad Smith's blue-clad Owen Valley Patriots. Good ball movement. And now they show, thought they were in a zone there for a while. Slip back into a man-to-man, a three ball, and there is Thomas. Tanner Thomas. So Thomas was seven. And the Mustangs with four triples. Owen Valley's can two. So we've had a six of them here between both ball clubs. Sturgeon down on the wing. Matt Campbell has had a good game, and he gets another one. Campbell was seven in the ball game. That's about his average in the senior. Delivering here in the opening half. He's got seven already. Cole stops and pops it in to hit the rim. No, fight for the rebound. Braden Patton, they save it. Renard. Over to Thomas, feeling it tonight offensively, and he's grabbed on the arm, and I believe the foul is going to be on Sturgeon.
I think, Joe, the game plan for Edgewood tonight, be very aggressive at the offensive end, and we have seen that to this point.
Hunter Sturgeon picking up the personal foul, a non-shooting foul. Well-called ball game here in this rival game. Only three fouls aside. Shot blocked beautifully by Campbell against Renard, who got the ball back, took it away from Evan Wood. Now with it is Ryan Newman inside. Braden Patton trying to do something. Can't control the ball. It's stolen away, and here comes Cam King. Cameron King across the timeline. He's only a junior, having a great campaign, filling in all the boxes. There's Campbell again. Matt Campbell with 9 points, his third field goal. And it's 24-22, and Campbell excellent with his offense, the 6'6 senior here in the opening half. With it is Newman. They clear it over to Thomas, back to Renard, a three. Got it. Austin Renard, second triple. He's got eight. And it's 27-22. Inside five to play here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Ball stolen away. Nice steal by Cole Craddock. Leaves it for Renard off the glass. He got it. And let's see, Chad Smith, does he call a timeout? No, we had a whistle blow. It's 29-22. Every time Edgewood, or rather Owen Valley, gets to within a tie or one or 2 points, Edgewood explodes, John, and they're using the three with five of them tonight.
Yeah, Edgewood behind the line tonight. They have only missed one, and that was Craddock, and that one rimmed out. So between he and Renard, they are on fire behind the line.
29-22 and a little 1-2-2 zone trap. And King uses up his dribble, and Patton steals the ball. He goes to the rim and got it. Braden Patton, that's like a big old recovering a fumble, which he did once or twice, and rumbled into the end zone. He anticipated that loose pass by King, stole it at midcourt, and laid it in at the other end. And Edgewood, its biggest lead of the ball game at 31-22. We'll break for a half minute. Edgewood by nine with 4:33 to play here in the first half. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everybody, as we return to the corral. Joe Smith along with John Callahan. Mustangs win. Cole Craddock broke Tommy Weekly's record with those nine triples back in early December. They put 75 on the board, but they're only averaging 54 coming in, and they've got 31 already, and we still got 4 minutes to play here in the first half. And, John, both the shooting percentages are off the chart almost.
Yeah, Owen Valley's hitting better than 70% from the field now, and Edgewood right in there at 62%.
Hunter Sturgeon with the basketball. Cam King now handling it, and Cole Craddock out on him. King has been well held to just 1 3-point shot. Evan Wood, the hot hand, is Matt Campbell. He hasn't missed a shot tonight. Checking into the ball game for the first time. We'll wait and see who that is. We've got a jersey that does not match one of our numbers, so you'll have to help me out, John. In the half court, Cameron King with the basketball. Evan Wood wants it, cannot get it. Good, well defense by the Edgewood Mustangs. Man-to-man defense. We got a five-second violation. They didn't move it. So the turnover against Owen Valley, and the Edgewood Mustangs have the basketball back.
Okay, Joyce Lane Trimble that's in the game.
So Lane Trimble is the new face into the ball game. He's a promising young 6'2 junior that's been advancing here. He played a little against Bloomington North last week. And they're expecting some big things from him. Nice move. What a pass. Craddock to Braden Pep. Well, I tell you, choose your own poison tonight. The Mustangs, a full-court trap. And Owen Valley having problems with it. And the ball's deflected out of bounds. All of the starters tonight, John, for the red and black have scored at least 2 points.
Yep, they have, and they're sharing the basketball here tonight. Craddock and Ryan Newmeats with 2 assists early here in the ballgame.
33-22, this is the biggest lead of the ballgame with 3:21 to play in the first half. Evan Wood, Harris, that time by Craddock, and he gives it up to Cam King, and Ryan Newman goes back on him man-to-man. He's been right in his grill since the inception, and now they switch off with Thomas. King trying to fade and put up a shot over Braden Patton, no good, and it barely got the iron, if it did at all. Students at Edgewood letting King have it on an air ball chip. 33-22. Edgewood playing well. Thomas trying to add to it, and he is red hot tonight. Tanner Thomas with his second three-pointer. He's got 10 in the ball game. And here comes Trimble out, and back in is Matt Campbell after a brief rest. Campbell with the scoring load tonight for Owen Valley. Hasn't missed a shot, has 9 points. 35-22, Edgewood with a 13-point lead. 2:43 to play here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Hunter Sturgeon with the ball. Harris over there by Tanner Thomas. They work it into Campbell. Ball knocked loose, stolen again. Deflection City. Boy, they've had a number of deflections here in this opening half with it. And that is Newman. He'll shoot an air ball, and that goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Joe, that was adrenaline that caused that shot.
They'll turn about fair play, and the Owen Valley student section now giving it to Ryan Newman. That is the worst shot of the night.
Yes, it is.
And there haven't been many because Edgewood is hitting at a high rate tonight offensively. With it, Evan Wood batted loose by Patton. Wood got it back. Now they reverse it over to King. He'll fire a three on the way. No, and cleared out of there by Austin Renard. Quickly up court come the white-clad Edgewood Mustangs with a 13-point lead at the two-minute mark of the first half. Patton sets the screen. Thomas deals it now down on the wing over to Cole Craddock. They work it around Newman. Renard hooks it inside. Patton trying to go against Staffron. Shot taken. Thomas, another one. Two in a row from three-point range. He's got three in the ball game. He's got 13 total. Tanner Thomas working on a career night. And we got a half-minute break. Minute 42 to play in the opening quarter. 36, make it 38-22. Edgewood explodes to a 16-point lead. Back in a half minute, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith and John Callahan, and Edgewood steals the ball again. Tanner Thomas feeling it, driving the lane, tosses it out. Cole Craddock hits a deuce, and the Edgewood Mustangs exploding here. 40-22, and we got a whistle and a foul in backcourt against Tanner Thomas.
I tell you, Joe, Edgewood's just keeping their foot on the gas here. They're not running a half-court offense. They're pushing the ball inside and scoring at every opportunity.
Well, I tell you what, Tanner's best game this year. He's had a number of 11-point games, but nothing in comparison to what he's doing tonight, shooting the basketball. He's got a career night already in the opening half with three threes. He's got 13 in the ball game. There's a ball deflected again. Schaus goes into the Edgewood bench to try to get it back. And we got Joe Calderazzo calling and saying no. It is going to be Edgewood basketball.
9 turnovers for Owen Valley, only 2 for Edgewood to this point.
40-22. Owen Valley in a heap of hurt right now. This is a 9-0 run, and it's been deeper than that. As they got Owen Valley, Renard a three, no good, high rebound. Renard over the back, or rather Patton over the back, I think. So Braden Patton gets nailed on his first personal foul, and that is the 15th foul here in the opening half. 40-22, 18-point lead. Edgewood has gunned in 3, 5, 7 three-pointers here in the opening half. And Edgewood, or rather Owen Valley, cannot hold on to the ball, and Edgewood comes up with another turnover. Three-pointer, Craddock, got it. Cole Craddock left wide open, And you cannot do that. 43-22. Here comes Schaus. Oh, he finds beautifully underneath Daffron. His third basket, he's got six. So quickly, the Patriots counter, 43-24, inside a minute to play. 32 seconds on the clock. Edgewood playing excellent first half of basketball, without question. Defensively, offensively, rebounding-wise, you name it, they've done it.
But they had a great lead at come practice.
Eight three-pointers in the opening half. We'll talk basketball with Gary Sims here at halftime. And we have only 10 seconds left here before the end of the first half. Shot, Thomas in and out, no good. Cleared out of there by Wood, and that's going to be the end of the first half. Wood scurries it across, and they run out of time. 43-24, a 19-point halftime lead for the Edgewood Mustangs of Dave Mahurin. And our halftime show is arrived, brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith Motor Service, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and Keller Heating and Air, your local factory-authorized carrier dealer, serving Monroe County and the surrounding areas since 1972. You can go online at kellerheating.com. Gary Sims joins us. We'll talk a little about the Mustangs' 53-19 win over Owen Valley when we come back after this two-minute break. As the Mustangs playing their best first half of basketball of the year here in the opening half, as they have exploded for 43 points, they lead it by 19. Back in a couple of minutes to begin our halftime, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Katie Robbins, John Callahan, yours truly, Joe Smith, the Mustang Corral on a basketball Friday night as the fellas following what the girls did, and that is score points. We'll welcome in Gary Sims, the head basketball coach for the girls. Gary, of course, in his eighth year, and 11-10, most importantly, 4-1. You're not out of any possible co-championship. Congratulations, 53-19.
Yeah, 53 points. We were talking about that. That's like 100 for most teams if for us to score 53.
Well, it's been an interesting season, but you know, doggone it, you got a chance to win 14 before the regular season, Gary, is over. Talk about this team, how it's kind of persevered in the wake of the injuries and the ups and downs of 2015.
Well, we had came into the season having to replace our leading rebounder and scorer, Vanessa Brown. She did so much for us.
Sure.
And then, of course, as you mentioned, the injuries in the middle of the year with Aaron Sherfield, who was leading us at the time. We lost her for five games, and then as soon as she comes back, we lose Jasmine Carter, who replaced Aaron as our leading scorer and rebounder. And so now we've had to fill that in, but that's what you do. Teams do that all the time. We're not alone in injuries, and we talk about that all the time. And I gave an example of, you know, look at Ohio State and Cardale Jones. And, you know, he might have been on the scout team to start the season. Who knows? So people got to be ready to step up all the time.
Well, you've won four of your last six. Well, you don't score a lot of points, but yet the teams you're playing aren't scoring. The defense has been pretty good from the get-go, hasn't it?
Yeah, Joe, I was looking at that today again, and out of the before tonight's game, and again, this tonight's game proved this. So that's 21 games. That's 19 teams that scored under their average against us, and the teams that didn't was Mooresville, who can put a point or two on the board. And so, if we can at least play defense, keep ourselves in the end of the game, we'll get a shot at it.
Two of the last three, you'll have Cascade and then Bloomington North, who's really struggling, and Westvigo, and that is a key game, I mean, for position within the WIC, and
that's coming up the end of this
month.
That's correct, Joe. You know, I don't know if anybody's going to beat Northview now. We had them on the ropes at their place, and they pulled it out with a six-point win at the end, I'm just proud. If we get the same kind of effort like we got tonight, Owen Valley's young, obviously, and very young and inexperienced, and our defense took advantage of that some. But I was just pleased. If we can shoot the ball even halfway like we did tonight, we're going to beat some teams.
Well, you had a sophomore in Peyton Acuff and one of your seniors in Marielle De Los Santos evenly divide 16 points tonight.
Well, and we had two more with seven and two more with six. So I just thought it was balanced scoring. And those are two girls that have been struggling scoring the ball. And both of them didn't score much in the first half. Marielle got in foul trouble, didn't play the second quarter. And it was good to see her step and score eight in the third quarter. And Peyton's just a good defender. She just needs to play with confidence.
You know, a young lady I want you to comment on, too, that's been, has scored some points, especially with Aaron out, and that is Hannah Pitcher.
Good observation, and she's a senior, and not only is she scoring for us, now we got her rebounding some, getting her hands on some deflections, which is what we've been asking from her all along, and we're glad to see her because she's been committed to our program since seventh grade.
Cascade on the 27th, West Vigo on the road on the 30th, and Bloomington North to close out the regular season. Where's the sectional this year?
At Brown County. Sections of Brown County.
All right, so I know the fellas play at West Vigo. They kind of rotate.
They move them around.
The old man, I think they do that just to frustrate the old man. Hey, Gary, belated Happy New Year.
Okay.
11-10, nice job, 53-19,
thanks.
And thanks for dropping by.
Well, thanks for having us.
Gary Sims joining us, the head basketball coach of the Lady Mustangs, and John will be joining us here in just a second. As the fellas, well, the girls, you know, they're doing some good things. Boys doing some excellent things. 43 points, John, on the board already in 16 minutes.
I'll tell you what, Joe, you take a look at the numbers. Both teams are shooting over 60% from the field for the ball game. And, I mean, they're almost even. Owen Valley, 65%. Edgewood shooting at a 62% clip in the first half. The difference in the ball game is Edgewood is hitting a lot more behind the line than Owen Valley is. Much better marksmanship behind the line than the Patriots. Edgewood is 7 of 11, 64%, while Owen Valley is just 2 of 6 behind the line. They got off to a great start in the first quarter, 2 of 4, but they misfired on both of the three-ball attempts in the second quarter. Quickly running down the numbers, Edgewood had three players reach double figures, led by Cole Craddock, 13 points. Cole, 5 of 7 from the field. He was 3 of 4 behind the line, had a couple of assists and a rebound. Tanner Thomas with 12 points at halftime. He is 2 of 3 behind the line, 5 of 8 from the field overall. 10 points from Austin Renard. Austin, 4 of 6 shooting from the field, including 2 of 3 behind the line. Brayden Patton has 4 points and 3 rebounds with a couple of assists. He's off to a great start. Ryan Newman has 2 points. Jonas Carmichael with 2 points. The only guy in foul trouble for Edgewood is Jonas Carmichael. He has 2 personal fouls. Now, for Owen Valley, they only had 4 players score in the first half. They were led by Matt Campbell. He's got 9 points, 4 of 4 shooting from the field. Hit his lone three-ball attempt. Ethan Daffron has 6 points on 3 of 3 shooting from the field. Evan Wood is 6 points on 3 of 6 shooting from the field. He's missed all 3 three-ball attempts. Cameron King shooting 1 of 4 from the field. That basket he made was a three-ball. Again, the shooting splits. Edgewood 18 of 29 for 62%. 7 of 11 behind the stripe, 64%. Owen Valley only took 17 shots in the first half. Hit 11 of them for 65%. They're 2 of 6 behind the line for 33%. Edgewood with the advantage on the boards, 8-6. Turnovers, Owen Valley has 10, Edgewood only 2. But here's a stat. Joe, in the first 16 minutes of this ball game, we only had 1 free throw attempt, and that was by Daffron. He missed it. That was in the second quarter. So we've got a lot of people. It's an outside game here tonight. It's on the perimeter. That's where all the points are being scored.
Well, 43 of them scored by the team that were in the red and black, EHS. Trying to nail down a regular season title, something that's eluded them over the last 3 years, although at the end of the year, they were cutting nets down and were heralded as sectional champions. We'll be back with Side Out to Owen Valley to start the second half as our halftime show brought to you by Janice Locksmith, Motor Service, the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and Keller Heating and Air. Back in a half minute, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, Katie Robbins, our producer, all of our sponsors, 43-24. Owen Valley's never led in this ball game. I think I gave Tanner Thomas one too many triples. My box score now adds up, and as John correctly told you, he has 12 points, 3 regular field goals, and 2 triples. But Edgewood did gun in a total of 7 in the opening half. And as John also told you, only 1 free throw attempted in the first 16 minutes. So, Side Out to the Patriots from Spencer, and they go to work down 19, our largest lead of the ball game. Cam King has been held to 3 points tonight, and he got that early on a three-pointer. Edgewood comes out and plays man-to-man. Tanner Thomas with a 12-point first half, working on a career night possibly tonight. With it is King. Schaus has started both halves now, so the young Devin Schaus, I say young, he's a senior, And we got a whistle away from the ball, and let's see who that is going to be called on. It looks like Austin Renard. Well, John, we didn't have many free throws because we didn't have many fouls. I had Edgewood with just five and three for the Owen Valley Patriots. Inside shot missed by Wood, rebounded out of there by King. Over to Schaus, he's free from three, no good, and Wood fighting Daffron with it, and Wood clears it out of there. Over to Schaus, and he lost the ball out of bounds. So yet another turnover for Owen Valley, and it has been costly tonight the way Edgewood has been scoring in transition and with the ball, those extra possessions, and Edgewood's dialed in tonight, shooting the three ball. Here comes Newman, across the timeline, guarded out there by Evan Wood, who's got 6 points, and the ball stolen away by Daffron. Here comes Wood, driving the lane, laying it in. Now he's got eight. So Owen Valley draws first blood, and they come out with a little 2-2-1 zone trap of their own. Tanner Thomas, a good ball handler across the timeline, works the wing right over to Cole, free. And from three is Renard, no good. Evan Wood, another rebound. Wood rebounds well. He's been averaging about four to go along with his 12 points this year for Chad Smith. With the ball now is Wood, trying to chip away now at that Edgewood lead of what was 19. King in backcourt now. Around the screen by Daffron. Schaus handles it for a minute. Down on the wing now over to Wood. Wood guarded by Ryan Newman, who's playing, he just plays well all the time defensively. So now Owen Valley showing some patience. King will draw iron, and that's it. So he's been rubber-armed tonight. Here comes Renard in a hurry off the glass, rolled it off the rim, and the ball slats knocked out of bounds. And let's see, it's a good call by Joe Calderazzo. As Braden Patton knocked that ball out of bounds, it'll be Owen Valley basketball.
Joe, after coming out the game shooting hot, Edgewood 0 for 2 here in the third quarter. Owen Valley has hit just one of four.
Well, now they've hit, they've one of five. Boy, how did Wood miss that one? I almost marked it down. Boy, he's just shaking his head. Instead of just laying it off the side, the ball hit the cylinder and popped out. Craddock will make him pay for it. Guns in a three at the other end. That is four three-pointers on the night for Cole Craddock. He's got 16, and the lead is 20 for the first time tonight. With the ball now is King. Again, Newman doing a great job on him. Underneath, and a shot blocked. That's the first shot Campbell's missed tonight, and it was blocked by Austin Renard. The ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Owen Valley basketball. Campbell had 9 points in the opening half to lead Owen Valley. Wood fires, misses. Patton had great defensive presence on the glass that time. Quickly, there's a shot by Newman, a three, no good, and Austin Renard outfights Campbell for it. Cole Craddock with the basketball now, and now Tanner Thomas will set up the offense. Hawked over there by Schaus. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Owen Valley got off to a slow start. Nice pass inside, and the shot partially deflected by Daffron against Patton. Here comes OV. In a hurry, King down on the wing, Schaus back inside, Campbell working against Patton, over to Wood, down the lane, leaves it for King, a three, no. So King really struggling tonight with his shooting, and Tanner Thomas gets the defensive loose ball. Across the timeline, they work it, Cole Craddock down on the wing left, Ryan Newman now trying to work against the Owen Valley man. Austin Renard pulled outside in three-point range, they reverse it, Patton over to Craddock, another three. Cole Craddock with his fifth three-pointer. He's got 19 now in the ball game. 27 was his high, or is his high. And here comes King down the lane. Oh, he left it, and a shot inside by Daffron. No good. A fight for the rebound. And an offensive, a defensive foul called in the paint. Maybe against Renard, against Daffron. No, it's going to be on, Patton. Excuse me. Well, it's like something we're used to seeing anymore. You hate to take things for granted, but when Cole's in a zone, forget it.
Oh, yeah, he's like Tommy Weekly. He's in that kind of a zone, and Craddock has hit this last four in a row, three of those behind the line.
He's got five on the night, and it's 49-26. The lead is out to 23 now. Boy, it was a close ball game for a while. As a matter of fact, Owen Valley had trimmed it to three. Ball in backcourt. And Ryan Newman, they steal it again. Craddock, nice, unselfish play into a wide-open Jonas Carmichael. Well, Dave Mehurin wanted to see points, and he's getting points, and it couldn't come in a bigger game than with your rival. By the way, the sectional this year, and the ball's deflected out of bounds. And Ethan Wade has checked into the ball game, a 6'3 junior. And he couldn't hang on to the ball, and another turnover for Owen Valley.
13 turnovers for the Patriots.
That's one over what they've been averaging. And, you know, John, the way the game has floated, it seems like they got more than that. Also checking in is Cooper Bybee. So he's in for the Mustangs right now. He gave a little spark in that near come-from-behind win against Bloomington South last Friday night. With it is Newman. Wide open from three. Renard will fire. No. Let's see who's shoving off who. It's going to be against Jonas Carmichael, and if it is, that's going to be three.
Yeah, they've had seven or eight fouls, rather, called on Edgewood tonight. Three of them now on Carmichael.
Carmichael gets a little out of position, and that's something he's got to work on, the 6'7 senior. But he's played well with 4 points, and now Edgewood a little trapping right from the get-go here. As Olin Valley, Campbell tried to go around a screen that time, and now what we got? And it's going to be on Austin Renard. Tonight's broadcast of Edgewood basketball being brought to you in part by IU Health Rehab and Sports Medicine Center, helping to make athletes better, stronger, faster. Learn more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington.
Joe Owen Valley hitting just 1 of 11 from the field here in this quarter. Edgewood 3 of 8.
All right, 51-26. And the blue-cladded Owen Valley Patriots with the basketball. Wade handles it for a minute. And now he gets the ball back over to Ethan Wood. Wood, nice move inside, and he's fouled by Carmichael, and that's four. So Dave will have to take Jonas out as Carmichael picks up two quick ones, and Owen Valley will shoot free throws.
That's a very aggressive play on Carmichael's part, trying to block the shot from by Wood.
Well, Dave's just going to let Carmichael play through this as Evan Wood at the free throw line. He's a good free throw shooter, but he misses here. He's one of the better Patriot free throw shooters, 79% at game time. Evan Wood, veteran senior guard, averaging 12 points a ball game, now has 9. He's one of two from the line, and it's 51-27. It's been all Edgewood tonight. Owen Valley cut it down to 27-24, and then off went the Mustangs. They reverse the ball. Craddock over to Bybee. Renard pulled way outside. Ryan Newman down to Cole Craddock. He's had the hot hand tonight with 19 points, 5 3-pointers, and Campbell almost came up with the steal. It'll be Edgewood basketball. Campbell's played well tonight. He hasn't scored here in the second half, but he's got 9 in the ball game. Edgewood, possession of the basketball. I forgot to switch to my red pen, Callahan. Shot by Craddock, a three. Doesn't matter what color pen I use, it's red or black, they're all going in. 6 3-pointers for Craddock, 22 in the ball game. And the score is doubled, and now the girls in the cheer block and the boys are all decked out in their black tonight, calling Cole Craddock's name. Evan Wood, or rather King, shoots a three. He hit a goal early. It was a three-pointer, and he hasn't hit a shot since. Tanner Thomas misses out of the corner. Here comes King on the rebound across the timeline. They pick him up now. Bybee does, down on the wing right. Clear it out now over to Wade. Ethan Wade averaging about three off the Pines. Campbell fires, misses, tried to get it inside, ball thrown away. Here comes Edgewood on another steal. That's 14 turnovers for Edgewood, or rather for Owen Valley. A rebound basket by Connor Bybee. 56-27, we've got a minute to play. And Dave Mehurin up, just enjoying this moment. Spinning, firing, Campbell missing. Rebounded out of there by Jonas Carmichael. And remember, he's playing with four personal fouls. Brian Newman comes across the timeline, over to Connor Bybee, back to Newman. They're still with their three-guard set with Carmichael in the post, and down at the strong forward spot is Renard, pulled way outside. Got to get out on Bybee. He's at his favorite spot on the court, and that's that left side. He's got the ball right now. Deals it over to Renard inside. Ball stolen away by Daffron. So the Mustangs turn it over with 28 seconds to play, but they have a 29-point lead. King trying to get untracked offensively. He's been held to 3 points tonight. Evan Wood against Bybee. Down to 15 in the half court. Campbell, Wade, shot, King, a three. Got it. Well, he can score them in bunches. He's got six in the ball game and down to 4 seconds to play. How about Newman driving in the lane? No good. Tipped up and no good by Cole Craddock. He thought he was fouled as he was hit in the back of the head. Unintentionally, of course, but he wanted something to happen, and the only sound he heard wasn't a whistle, it was the horn indicating the end of the third quarter. It's been all Edgewood, 56-30. Edgewood with a 26-point lead. We'll be back with fourth quarter action after this one-minute break. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer Katie Robbins, on a WIC Western Indiana Conference Friday night. And the Mustangs looking for the sweep. Thanks to Gary Sims for dropping in at halftime. They beat Owen Valley 53-19 to move to 11-10 on the year and 4-1 in the WIC. And the Mustangs looking for a 4-0 start. And remember, Brown County coming in here on the first Friday of February in our wild card game if things hold out. Edgewood side out to start the fourth. Cooper Bybee stays in the ball game and throws away, and with the steal is Ethan Wade, and he got the roll. Stayed in the cylinder. So Owen Valley starts out well. We'll give you the shooting splits in a second. Edgewood, and we've seen close games, obviously, and this has been the exception to the rule in the last six games, and everyone that's in this gym knows that. And with it is Thomas inside. Carmichael put up a shot. No. Fight for the rebound. Braden Patton tied up. And that's going to be Caleb Wade, who's checked into the ball game. 56-32. Kind of one interesting stat. Of course, when you're shooting 10 of 18 from three-point range, Edgewood hasn't attempted a free throw tonight.
They have not. Owen Valley's only committed four fouls. I think now maybe their fifth foul of the ball game.
That's only their fifth foul of the ball game, OV. 7:20 to play. Well, it doesn't get any easier. I mean, you're going from the highs and lows of preparing all week, getting ready for a rival inside. Carmichael missed it, rebounded out of there by Evan Wood. Wood doing a good job rebounding tonight for the Patriots. King is the one that's, well, not let him down, but he's been defensed well tonight, and he has only 6 points in the ball game, eight below his average. He's out handling the ball, now deals it now over to Evan Wood, trying to direct traffic. He and Campbell both with nine for Owen Valley. Ethan Wade still handling it, now double-teamed, ball stolen away, and down goes King, and he is slow getting up. He got caught in a melee that time. With it inside, Cole Craddock lost the ball. Bybee with it. Clears it. Tanner Thomas, a three. Misses here. Loose ball rebound. Thomas out scrapping Wood, and Wood took it right away from him. Nice play by Ethan Wood, or rather Evan Wood. And he's going to put up a shot wildly, but he's going to draw the foul and go to the free throw line and shoot two. Nice play by Evan. And he'll go to the line. He's almost, John, outside of Daffron's one free throw attempt. Wood has been the only guy to shoot a free throw tonight.
Yeah, he's shot two of them, so this will be his third and fourth attempts.
56-32, a 24-point lead. Austin Renard checks back into the ball game.
Yeah, Carmichael's fouled out. Shooting splits, third quarter, both teams really cooled off, but Owen Valley cooled off more. They were just 2 of 14 in the third quarter, so they dropped down to 42%. Edgewood, they were 5 of 14. to go down to 53%, but still shooting over 50% from the field.
Well, that is why Carmichael is sitting down, and he will the final 6:24. He's fouled out of the ball game with 4 points. So Renard in there with Craddock, Newman, Pat, and Cooper Bybee. Wood connects on the free throw. So he is the first Owen Valley Patriot to hit double figures. Wood with 10. Been averaging about 12. He's having a good senior season. Got iron there. Almost stole the ball. And he's hustling his rump off tonight. 56-33. He's a senior, so he knows he's only got, and depending on the sectional draw at Brown County, you don't know if these two will play again until the draw comes out. So Wood is in the final stages of playing in the black and blue rival game. Obviously is, since it's the last regular season game he'll play in. Renard, Edgewood trying to work some offense. Craddock gets tied up with Wood. Shot a three and fouling in three ball range. Cooper Bybee is Austin Boyd. So he picks up the personal foul, and that will send Bybee to the free throw line for the first time this year.
Joe, if Terry Stoltz was here, he would say, never foul a jump shooter. That's what he would say.
56-33. And these are the first free throws of the night for Edgewood. And we have only 5:56 to play here in the ballgame. Edgewood jumped quickly, 6-0. Owen Valley had a couple of ties early. Got close, 27-24, and then that was it. Katie barred the door. Edgewood went downright silly from three-point range, rattling it in. So Cooper Bybee, the 5'9 sophomore, with his first free throw of his career.
Joe, another guy having a great game for Edgewood, Patton. He's got 6 rebounds.
I tell you, I like this Bybee. I liked him the other night we were out here when the South Panthers had to ward off an upset threat by Edgewood. How about that? And they all looked dandy. I mean, Bybee just drilled all three of them. So a three-point play in a different vein. He had all three free throws, and he's played some tough defense, too. He's in there playing his rump off, and the ball stolen away by Cole Craddock, and he's fouled by Schaus.
16 turnovers for Owen Valley.
Well, they came in averaging only 12. This is a ball club that's struggling right now, and they're struggling to score tonight. And when you got Wood and King clicking, you're talking nearly 27 a game, and well, they're not anywhere close to that. There's a beautiful pass inside by Bybee to Braden Patton. I tell you, the Edgewood Mustangs very unselfish tonight, spreading the wealth offensively. Toned down the three ball a little here in the second half, but they still hit 10 on the night. We had a grab, and Braden Patton, I think, is going to pick up his third personal foul. That is the 17th foul. Should put Owen Valley in the 1-1. And Daffron will step to the line to do just that. 75% free throw shooter. He's been held down tonight. He's been scoring well, averaging around 10 points and 7 rebounds a contest. And he rattles that one in. So he's got 7 now. So we told you, OV, a 67% free throw shooting team. Haven't had a lot of tosses from the line tonight. In the air, it is no good. High rebound, cleared out of there. And the blue ball foul going to be nailed on Evan Wood. Tonight's broadcast of Owen Valley Edgewood brought to you in part by Morrison's Appliances. You know they do their homework, and their technicians know all the brands inside and out, so shop with the experts at Morrison's Appliances. You'll always get the best price, too. Morrison's Appliance and Service, yeah, they're still out on West Kirkwood. Online at morrisonsappliancesandservice.com. So in the half court, Tanner Thomas. Tanner's been kind of quiet here in the second half. He's been the facilitator. There's a shot taken and missed off a nice pass to Bybee, and the loose ball is cleared out of there by Schaus. Here comes Owen Valley across the timeline. Long three by Wood. Air ball. And Tanner Thomas lets it go out of bounds.
Well, Witt's really struggling, Joe, behind the line tonight. He is 0 for 5 behind the stripe. He's heading better luck inside the three ball line. 0 for 5 behind the stripe.
61-34 is our score. Never really in doubt. Edgewood will improve to 4-0 in the league, right behind Brown County, who's playing tonight, but it's a non-conference game. They're home to Brownstown Central. And we got what? We got a Tanner Thomas, stumbling around. I don't know if his shoe fell off or what. He came into Yogi's the other night for Sports Talk. Well, here comes Mitch Williamson. Mitch, always a crowd favorite, a senior, 6'6". And it is going to be bench clearing time as Tanner Colby, a promising sophomore, checks in. And Braden Patton's night is over. Rebounded awfully well. Also getting ready to check into the ball game. And we'll catch him in a second. And I'll have to check in because that's one that we didn't anticipate playing. We got him in a different jersey. And there's a ball knocked out of bounds. And we'll wait and see who those other kids are. That happens occasionally. And in this series recently, we have not had blowouts. But we have had us one here tonight. But we'll give you those kids in a minute.
Well,
they're playing
Connor
a little 2-3 zone.
That's Connor Morton out there.
I'm sorry?
That's Connor Morton there.
With the basketball inside, Daffron out of the corner is Wood, a three-pointer. And let's wait and see. Foul is going to be called. We haven't had many of them tonight. Jason Brown, that's Jay Brown, the former head coach, long time here, both the girls and boys. That is his boy in the game right now. And also, as we told you, Williamson and Colby, and we'll give you the other ones here in a second. With the basketball, Bybee handling in it. 4 minutes and change to play here in the ball game, and Colby guarded too closely that time by Austin Boyd, who picks up the personal foul.
Well, for not committing very many fouls through the first three quarters of the game, Lord Valley now starting to pick him up.
Who'd you say that?
Connor Morton is the other guy.
Connor Morton. Well, it's good to see that he is checked into the ball game. Colby hit that?
Yes, he did.
Putting Connor's name down.
Yeah, Edgewood 4-4 from the free throw line.
And Colby connects on both. So that'll raise that 50% average of his, but obviously he had shot a lot of free throws. Brown, good defense. Shot inside. What a nice move to the hole that time by Austin Boyd. 63-36, 3:45 to play. Edgewood, a big game tomorrow night here. And there's a bad pass that time by Morton. And with it is Schaus, and he's fouled by Jason Brown. So Brownie picks up the personal foul. And to the free throw line will be going Schaus. First time he's been there tonight. He hasn't scored. He started tonight for Chad Smith. In the air, got it. So he's in the scorebooks. Edgewood led, and it was a good ball game right up until 27-24, and then that's when Edgewood started hitting those threes. Owen Valley started missing, turning the ball over, and we went from there to a 19-point lead at halftime, 43-24. 56-30 at the end of three. And he hit both of them, didn't he, John?
He Schaus did, yes.
53-38, 3:26 to play. Bybee cuts, gets the ball. What a spin move inside. Uh-oh. Ball knocked loose by Williamson. Last touch, they say, by a Patriot, perhaps Austin Boyd.
Too bad that shot didn't go down. That would have brought the house down.
The girls won tonight. Peyton Acuff had eight, along with Marielle De Los Santos. In a 53-19 win over Owen Valley. The most points scored this year for the Lady Mustangs. Bybee tried to, well, he was trying to find Williamson, and he set a screen, and then the ball zipped by his ear. Loose ball foul called, and with 3:06 to play a little bit sloppy here, John.
Yeah, turnovers starting to add up a little bit for Owen Valley, or for Edgewood, rather. They only had five. And when Coach Mahura went to the bench, now the total's up to eight.
Well, at the free throw line will be Connor Morton. An opportunity for him to score his first varsity points of his career as he steps to the free throw line.
Jason Carmichael giving him the business.
In the air, he got it. Well, we've had some career nights tonight, and by that I mean career first. Connor Morton knocking down his first Edgewood point, a sophomore, and he got both of them.
Yeah, he'll remember that.
Well, Edgewood here all of a sudden after not shooting a free throw until the 5:25 mark of the ball game, they're 6 for 7 for 7. 65-38. Wood reversed it and reversed it right into the Edgewood cheer block. Another turnover for the Owen Valley Patriots, and now Chad Smith will be emptying his bench. Jacob Ferguson gets ready to check into the ball game. Here comes Hunter Sturgeon back in, and Evan Wood's night is over, and Wood will leave with 10 points. Carmichael fouled out with 6:24 to play. We got a whistle and Michael Beasy from Vincennes.
Yeah, Kobe tried to pick up a charge that time, but what he didn't, or no, actually he did pick up the foul. Good job there by Kobe.
So we got at the line is Kobe. He was there just a second ago and deposited both through the twine. Bends him, sends him, and misses here. Loose ball rebound. Williamson tried to keep it alive, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Edgewood basketball. Well, a big Sunday plan. Starting at 1 right here at the high school, big lunch. We're talking about Edgewood's 50th anniversary jubilee. Tickets for the meal are $20. Five of it will be going to the Dollars for Scholars program. And a free celebration will follow lunch at about 2. Susan Shockney, 876-2277. But you call that number, that's the school number. So just show up. If you're an Edgewood High School alum, Connor Morton misses, or rather that's Jason Brown at the line, missing here. He'll have another one. 2:48 to play, 65-38, all Edgewood tonight. So it'll be a red and black sweep. He got one of two, so Jason Brown in the scorebooks. But it's hard to believe it all started. Groundbreaking ceremony right here. And, you know, this building hasn't changed. Yeah, they've made some facelifts. There's a long-range howitzer shot and missed that time by an Owen Valley Patriot. We'll get to in a second. Here comes Bybee over to Colby, and Colby hammered by Austin Boyd, and that is three on Austin Boyd. So Colby will be checking back to the free throw line. Outside of the new, and they have added some space out here, classrooms and everything, but really the groundbreaking was way back in January of 64, and that you can still come in here and see the shovel that was used. It's on display in the Edgewood Commons area. Michael Light has checked into the ball game for the Owen Valley Patriots. And did Colby hit them both?
He did.
Just wanted to give a few details about the 50 year anniversary jubilee Sunday out here. So things start with lunch at 1 and the program at 2. Who got that, John?
That was Hunter Sturgeon.
And it was a 3. His first points of the ball game. 68-41. 2 minutes to play in it. Colby, Brown, Morton, Bybee, and Williamson. Now there's a new starting five we haven't seen for a while, but somewhere along the line, guys getting some PT in a big rival game that turned lopsided tonight in Edgewood's favor. They're 9-5 now and 4-0 in the WIC. And missing at the line that time was Cooper Bybee for the first time.
This will be the 14th free throw for Edgewood in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and they've all come, John, in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
69-40. They didn't even have a free throw until about 5:25 of the fourth. 69-41. They work it around. Light deals it over to Austin Boyd. He's looking for his first points. Well, one of the big stories has been the defensive job Edgewood put on Cam King, held to 6 points tonight. Down to a minute 34. A long three taken and missed that time by Sturgeon. And rebounded out of there by Bybee. Quickly up court, going to the hole, and what a block that was by Austin Boyd. But they retrieve it, does Edgewood. Tanner Colby trying to get it inside to Williamson, threw it away. And here comes the Owen Valley Patriots the other way. Hunter Sturgeon with the ball. Down to a minute 9. It'll be Martinsville tomorrow night. Long range, howitzer, a 3, no good. And Mitch Williamson up in the air to get that one. Here comes Edgewood the other way, and knocking it down is Jason Brown. His third point of the night. Down to 49 seconds to play. 71-41, and Williamson with another rebound, drawing some more applause. They liked it so much, he wanted to do it again. Drawing smiles to the face of Austin Renard. Down to a half minute to play.
There you go. Williamson.
They'll go crazy if he scores. He'll have an opportunity to do that at the free throw line. Mitch Williamson. Now, Mitch is not your most prolific free throw shooter. Now, the good news, he's shooting 67% from the field. The bad news, he's only 1 of 6 from the free throw line this year.
Ouch.
In limited opportunities. So everybody's pulling for Mitch here with 23 seconds to play. Now he's 1 of 7.
Okay, well, I can see why he's 1 of 7. He does not have a touch there at the strike.
He'll have another one. 23.6 seconds to play. We'll get our ID in before our break in our postgame show.
Oh,
that almost went in. So now he's 1 of 8. So he misses 2 here. The ball slapped out of bounds. It'll be Owen Valley basketball. So the Patriots will be dropping to 2 and 3 on the year as their late season slide continues. And just checking the bill of fare tomorrow night, the Owen Valley Patriots will have off until they go to host Cloverdale. Got to help me out, John.
That was Sturgeon out top with the 3-ball.
Hunter Sturgeon, 3?
3-ball.
Yeah, that's 6 points. Down to 1, and there's the horn, 71-44. Didn't expect it, but we got it. And an excellent, excellent basketball game and win for the Edgewood Mustangs, who moved to 9-5 and 4-0 in the WIC as they outscore the Owen Valley Patriots 15-14 here in the final quarter and win it 71-44. Owen Valley dropping to 6-8 on the year, also 2-3 now in league play. And that means that our postgame show has arrived, and the student section, for good reason, some of them with the little plastic brooms. Yes, it was a sweep tonight of Owen Valley. The girls won 53-19. We'll tell you all about it, but before we call on our post-game show, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. And our post-game show brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson and by Advanced Auto Care. For routine maintenance or repairs on your car, see Andy this weekend. And the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call at 330-1620. We'll begin our post-game show after this two-minute break. 71-44. Mustangs, a 27-point victory to stay unbeaten in the WIC. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Mustang Corral here in Western Monroe County. We're in Ellettsville. We're at Edgewood, and the Edgewood Mustangs, the girls, the boys, a sweep of their rivals tonight, the Owen Valley Patriots, game one. Well, it was a no-doubter as the Edgewood girls jumped off to a 27-6 lead at half. Mariel De Los Santos and Peyton Acuff each with 8 points. Gary Sims' crew moving to 11-10 on the year and 4-1 in the WIC. They win it. Peyton Catarini had 9 points for Owen Valley in that one. In the fellows game, we'll get to in a second. But again, I remind all of the Edgewood alum of the big Sunday activity starting here at 1 o'clock with lunch here at the high school. And then the $20 to get in for the meal, but $5 is going to go to the Dollars for Scholars program. And then they'll have a little free celebration at 2. So the 1965 was the first year. Actually, they had the groundbreaking ceremony on January 24th, 1964. And as I say, you know the doggone place, although they got a beautiful front now to Edgewood, the entrance here that was completed a couple of years ago and have made some refurbishments here under the Mike Wilcox regime, RB&B. But boy, I tell you what, nice place to come and enjoy the action here. And we were treated to some excellent offensive basketball. If you listen to the Chalk Talk show with Dave Mehurin, he also told me when we had Tanner Thomas and Cole Craddock and Austin Renard on earlier for Sports Talk down at Yogi's on Tuesday night, the boys telling me how important the series is. And, of course, the guys, Dave Mehurin's crew, he was just looking for more points, more offense. And, boy, did he get it tonight in an opening half, which found Edgewood with 43 points on the board in a 24-point second quarter that they put on the Patriots and outscored them 24-8 in the second quarter, and that was that. So working up his stats hurriedly, John Callahan. John, you ready to bring us our
almost
post-game stats? We'll tell you next week. Kind of an oddity because there will be no Friday night game. Bloomington North had the night off tonight. We'll get you hopefully an update before we leave the air on the battle for the old shaven mug at Wooden Gymnasium between the Yardies and Bloomington South. Now Martinsville, 9-3 to start the weekend, will be in here tomorrow night for activity against the Mustangs. So another super test against a big school, a bigger school for the Edgewood Mustangs. And tip-off for that one will be 8 o'clock for activity here at EHS. Edgewood now 9-5 and 4-0 in the WIC. Our postgame show brought to you in part by Black Lumber, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Advanced Auto Care. Now, with his numbers as we continue along our postgame show, and his 71-44, Edgewood went over OV. Mr. Callahan.
Okay, Joe, I tell you what, you look at the final shooting numbers here, and Edgewood actually was under 50% for the ball game, but the way they came out, man, they were lights out in the first half, 18 of 29, 62%. Now, they cooled off in the second half. They were just 7 of 23 in the second half, and I mean, by that time, I mean, the margin, the game had already been decided at that point. Still finished better than 50% behind the line, 10 of 19. They went to the free throw line 16 times in the fourth quarter, and they hit 11 of those. But, again, just a great shooting performance out of Edgewood in the first half. They end up with three players scoring in double figures. Cole Craddock leading the way tonight, 22 points, 4 rebounds. Boy, what a performance he had. 8 of 12 from the field, 6 of 7 behind the line. Hit his last 4 three-ball attempts. Did not go to the free throw line, but when he was bombing the way he was out behind the arc, you didn't need the free throws from him tonight. Again, he scores the game-high 22 points. 12 points and a rebound for Tanner Thomas. Tanner, 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 5 behind the line. Austin Renard scored all 10 of his points in the first half. He finishes 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 of 9 shooting. He was 2 of 5 behind the line. Then we drop down to 6 points, 6 rebounds for Braden Patton. Braden, 3 of 5 from the field. Joe, the starting five for Edgewood tonight did not attempt a free throw. Boy, you don't see that very often.
You sure don't.
Jonas Carmichael off the bench before fouling out had 4 points and a rebound. He was 2 of 5 from the field. Then off the bench, we have 6 points, 2 rebounds from Cooper Bybee. Cooper, 1 of 3 from the field. He was 4 of 5 from the stripe. 4 points, for Tanner Colby. All of those coming from the free throw line. It was 4 of 5. 3 points and a rebound for Jason Brown. He was 1 of 1 from the field, 1 of 2 from the stripe. Connor Morton came in, hit a couple of free throws late for his 2 points. He also had a rebound. Mitch Williamson didn't score tonight, Joe. He was 0 for 2 from the stripe, missed his lone field goal attempt, but he pulled down 3 rebounds. So a nice performance from that young man. Owen Valley's leading scorer tonight. They only had one guy reach double figures, and that was Evan Wood. Evan finishing 10 points, 5 rebounds. A tough shooting night behind the line for the young man. He was 0 for 6, finishes 4 for 12 overall. He was 2 for 4 from the line. Matt Campbell scored 9 points in the first half. Actually hit his first 4 shots that he took. And from that point on, didn't score again. He missed his final 4 field goal attempts. He finishes 4 of 8 from the field. 1-1 behind the line. He had, again, 9 points and 6 rebounds. 7 points, 2 rebounds for Ethan Daffron. He hit all 3 of his shots, 1-3 from the line. 6 points, 4 rebounds for Cameron King. Cameron, a tough shooting night, 2-9 overall. 2-5 behind the line. 2 points and a rebound for Devin Schaus, who got the start tonight. Ethan Wade came in. He scored 2 points, hit his lone field goal attempt. Hunter Sturgeon hit a couple of 3 balls in the fourth quarter to finish with 6. And Austin Boyd rounding out the scoring for Owen Valley tonight. He had 2 points and 1-2 shooting from the field. Again, shooting splits. Edgewood, 25 of 52 for 48%. 10 of 19 behind the line tonight. They were 11 of 16 from the stripe. Owen Valley, they were 17 of 41 shooting, just 41%. Again, that's second half. They were 6 of 24 themselves, so that's not very good shooting in the second half. They finish up 4 of 19 behind the line. They only went to the line tonight 8 times, hit 5 of those. Edgewood wins the battle of the boards 25 to 18. Turnovers, Owen Valley has 18. Edgewood has 9, but until Coach Mahurin pulled the starters, they had a total of 7. So I had a few more there in the end. Just a great shooting performance from Edgewood. They cooled off in the second half, but the ball game was well in hand. They were very aggressive at the offensive end tonight. They shared the ball well, and it was a nice win for them.
Well, don't forget, our live online streaming of high school basketball made possible by Smithville. And obviously, our post-game show will wrap up. We'll have our players of the game. Edgewood, brought to you by Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers and our Monroe County High School scoreboard. When we come back after these final timeouts, 71-44, Edgewood completing the sweep of Owen Valley tonight. Girls win 53-19. Back in a minute, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Final time for the Mustang Corral tonight. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer tonight, Katie Robbins. Time for our Edgewood Player of the Game, brought to you by Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers. You know, if you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Call Green and Schultz toll-free at 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
Hey, Joe, special mention, we go to Braden Patton. He did a good job in there tonight. He had 6 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. But Cole Craddock gets it tonight. 22 points and 4 rebounds. He was 8 of 12 shooting from the field. Hit 6 of 7 behind the line, including his last 4 three-ball attempts. Young man didn't go to the free throw line tonight, but, boy, what a shooting performance he put on this evening. 22 points and 4 rebounds. He is our player of the game.
Hey, we want to wish the very best to Greg Ratliff and the wrestlers tomorrow. They'll be hosting Brown County and Owen Valley. It's the WIC, and it will be hosted right here at Edgewood starting at 9 o'clock. And, of course, the big Councilman Classic tomorrow, highlighting some of the high school events, Bloomington North and South at Royer Pool on campus at 2 o'clock. Again, the Mustangs will be in action with their 9-5 record against Martinsville. And, John, we got an update, I believe, from Wooden Gymnasium in the battle for the Old Shaven Mug tonight.
We do indeed. Bloomington South ends up winning at 54-49. Chance Coyle had his coming out party tonight. He had 16 points, one juncture in the game. He was 5 of 5 from the field and hit all three three-ball attempts that he had tried, courtesy of Andy Graham on Twitter. So South a winner tonight again, the final 54-49.
And Bloomington North with the night off. They'll be back in action tomorrow night, back in conference in the action as they travel over to Terre Haute South. Don't forget, we'll be joining Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk coming up as soon as we leave the air tonight. So that's about the story from the Mustang Corral. Earlier tonight, the Edgewood girls of Gary Sims moved to 4-1 of the WIC. They've won 4 of 6. They move to 11-10 now as they win handily 53-19. And in our varsity game tonight, well-balanced scoring, red-hot shooting from behind the line. Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustangs win its first regular season meeting with Owen Valley for the first time in 4 years. They move to 9-5 and stay unbeaten in the WIC at 4-0 with a convincing 71-44 victory. Our next broadcast of high school basketball, John Callahan and Terry Stoltz will have it on a Saturday night. There's no high school basketball next Friday night on the airwaves. A Saturday night game, Bloomington North home to a possible sectional team in the upcoming sectional at Bloomington South the first Tuesday of March. The opponent will be Columbus East. Chalk Talk, John will handle that with Andy Hodson, and that will be on Saturday after a key conference game with Franklin Central the night before, and the broadcast will begin Saturday night of next week at 7 o'clock. So that's about the story from the Mustang Corral. You've been listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370. WGCL, for Katie Robbins, our producer, John Callahan, Joe Smith. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Good night, everyone, from Ellettsville.